You're listening to SBS News.
The use of physical and chemical restraints in nursing homes came under fire earlier this year during a hearing at the Aged Care Royal Commission in Sydney. It heard the case of Terry Reeves, who was regularly tied to his chair and administered antipsychotic drugs. Today, experts told a parliamentary committee examining such practices just how common they are, particularly those involving chemical restraint. Dr. Juanita Breen from the Dementia Research and Education Centre at the University of Tasmania has researched the prevalence.
We were lucky to have a large database, and that's of over 12,000 residents, and we looked at the use of medications across those residents, and that was in six states and the ACT as well. So, and what we found was about 40% in total of residents were taking psychotropic drugs, and that's antipsychotics and benzodiazepines.
In April, Parliament moved to regulate the use of chemical and physical restraint in aged care homes, aiming to limit such practices. But Green Senator Nick McKim says it could have the opposite outcome.
If the regulation passes as it currently stands, the risk is that it will actually make restraining people more easy.
Human Rights Watch, which urged today's hearing in Sydney with the support of the Greens Party, wants the regulation scrapped.
But in many other countries, like in the United States, for instance, there is a broad prohibition against using these drugs as a chemical restraint. And if they are ever used for such a purpose, they need to be recorded, and there are sanctions against the facilities for doing so. What we find with this regulation is, in fact, there are no sanctions if you use these drugs as a chemical restraint. There's no informed consent provisions. So it basically creates a space whereby it pretty much normalises the use of chemical restraints in aged care facilities.
The committee heard from a number of organisations within the sector, including the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, which said one of its most common complaints is around medication management. The Australian Commission on Quality and Safety Healthcare also gave evidence, saying the use of antipsychotics remains a very major concern. The committee heard that there are many misconceptions around the benefits of restraining practices, both among aged care staff and family members of residents. Professor Joe Ibrahim from the Health Law and Ageing Research Unit at Monash University says there is a common belief that it improves safety, but that's not always the case.
With any form of restraint, you slow down, you are less able to walk safely, you're less likely to eat or drink, you're more likely to get pressure injuries, all of those increase your risk of harm.
The Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, told SBS the use of restraint must always be the last resort. The Australian Government is committed to the delivery of quality care for older Australians, and minimising the use of restraint in residential aged care is a top priority. The committee is now expected to make further recommendations to the government. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.